God morning, God morning. This is Holy Week, and this is Tuesday, the 3rd of April. And as I said, this is God morning. God bless you all. I just pray and continue to keep each one of you in prayer that this day and every day moving forward, that God will keep you. And I would like to now turn the call over to our host, to Minister Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Benita?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for greeting the people this morning. And God morning, as she said, to each and every single one of you. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Robin. And we welcome you. We welcome you.
Looks like we lost Robin. Minister Kathy, would you go on, please?
Pastor Vanessa, are you there? Looks like we lost Robin there.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take it. I got it.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for dialing in to the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we just thank God for this Tuesday, the third day of Holy Week, and I'm telling you, God is showing up in a mighty way. We bless God for each of you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. We thank God for their yes and for the vision that he gave them to form the Master's Call. The scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, every day on the Master's Call, we come to God in prayer because we know here it is all about the Master. And see, when you dial into this number, you're dialing in, and if you're dialing in for the first time, we welcome you, and we pray that you would continue to dial in each and every day because here we are here to empower you, to enhance your lives, and to enrich your lives as you are a believer and as you begin your day. See, we want to make sure that when you walk out your door that you're equipped and that you're ready to do what God would have you to do. If you missed any of the calls, you could go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and all of our messages have been archived there. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, if you would like to be a leader on this call, if you would like to be a speaker on this call, then I invite you this week to send us an email so that we can make sure that we incorporate you into our calendar and that we can hear what the Lord has put on your heart. So send us an email this week to our Gmail, and that would be themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Some of you may have prayer requests and you want us to intercede and stand in agreement on your behalf. Go ahead and do that. And then some of you come on the line this morning, and we're going to pray for Angela and make sure that when she gets to court that the favor of God is resting upon her, and we know that the judgment will be done. And we're going to pray for Marie Preston, and that as she goes out into the streets this week at the prayer vigil, that the Lord will show his manifested glory there. So if you have something that you need us to pray for, just let us know. Because, see, I mean, we deal with the unspoken prayers as well, but we want to know what you have on your heart that we need to stand in agreement with you with. So Artists International is the tool that has brought us all together here on the Master's Call, a phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world. And if you don't know about Artists, then I invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call and let them tell you what Artists International is truly about. So we're going to go ahead and move the call forward, and I'm going to ask my sister who's opening us up in prayer this morning to go ahead and come to the line at this time and open us up in prayer so we could go ahead and bring up the speaker for this morning and hear what thus says the word of the Lord. So will you come at this time?
Good morning, Mr. Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, Sister Tammy.
This is Tammy. Good morning. Thank you. I'm going to read a passage this morning from the New
American
Standard.
Just a little bit louder, Tammy.
I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible this morning, Isaiah 43 and 18. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Father God, we come before you this morning. Lord God, we come asking you, oh Father God, that thy kingdom be come, that thy kingdom come on this earth, that your will be done, not our will, but your will. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, oh Father God, for the opportunity to come together once again in this body, oh Father God. We are thankful for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord God. We're thankful for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're thankful for their faithfulness, oh Father God, to your call, Lord God, in starting the Master's Call. Lord God, we thank you. We're thankful for all that it has done, for all that it's going to do. We're thankful for Artists International and everyone associated with the company. Lord God, we're asking you to bless all of those folks who are associated with Artists International. We're asking you to bless the Master's Call family, oh Father God, those who are new and those who are old, all of our ministers, Lord God, all of our intercessors, Lord God, all of those that are associated with the call. Father God, we ask you to bless the speaker on today. Lord God, we thank you for downloading the message, oh Father God, that you'll bring forth to your people on today, a message that will lead and guide us, oh Father God, to your truth, to your knowledge, Lord God, helping us to look forward to the new things that you're doing in 2012. Lord God, we thank you that all is well in 2012. We thank you that everything is done, oh Father God. We thank you for supplying all of our needs, Lord God. We thank you, oh Father God, that we shall have ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this is good ground that your word shall fall upon on today. We thank you that the word shall come forth unbound, unhindered, oh Father God, and unchecked. Lord God, we stand against any attack of the enemy on today. Lord God, the airways are clear, oh Father God, of distraction, oh Father God. We call this lie clear, Lord God. We will accept and receive your word. Father God, we cancel the attack of the enemy on today. Lord God, your word shall flow freely, oh Father God. No hindrance and no bounding on today, Lord God. We thank and praise you right now for clear airways, for no reception problems, oh Father God. Every hearer will hear the word and receive the word on today. Lord, we ask you to bless the word and it be received on good ground, oh Father God, on today. We thank and praise you in advance with expectation, Lord God, and belief without any doubting. We send these prayers forward on today, God, knowing that you hear them and that you shall answer. We thank you, oh Father God, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we give thanks to you. Back to you, Sister Tiffany.
Thank you, Sister Tammy, for opening us up in a word of prayer. And at this time, our speaker, she, of course, is no stranger to this call. She is a founder here on the Master's Call, and you have been hearing her series about being the CEO of your dreams. So it is my honor, my privilege and pleasure to bring to you this morning our Mother Eagle, our prophetess, our pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Dallas, Texas, an artist distributor, a daughter, a mentor, and a friend, none other than Dr. Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our entire Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you. As Evangelist Tiffany has said, in this Holy Week, we are reminiscing, remembering, and celebrating that we have a Lord and Savior that literally left perfection to come for purpose, born to die for you and I. And this week, we celebrate all around the world in the body of Christ as we head toward this historic weekend. We are excited because we have been in a series that I'm going to attempt to finish today, but it's all about us just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have been talking about being the CEO of your dreams. And the title of our series has been God's Master Plan of Faith, being the CEO of your dreams. And as believers, we've been encouraging each and every one of us to dream big, to believe big, and know with Christ we can achieve big. And I was in consecrated prayer yesterday, just really before the Lord, just walking through the house, just praying and just celebrating and thanking God for what I truly understand this pivotal time means. And, you know, when you want to complain or when you want to say things are so hard, I'm always reminded I didn't have to go to a cross on Golgotha's hill. I didn't have to have nails pierced in my hands and my side. And even though some of the situations of life may pierce our heart emotionally and physically, we may be pressing through some trials and tribulations, I was so reminded about the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed for you and I that allows us to dream so big. He dropped an acronym in my spirit, just like, boom, I've been trying to think of one and just nothing would come earlier. And he dropped in my spirit, dare reality, expect amazing miracles when you dream. We're daring reality because our dreams are usually so big we can't even see the bridge how to get there. We can't even see how God's going to use little old us. And God said, no, when you're dreaming, baby, you're daring reality and you're expecting amazing miracles. And we're stirring up, speaking to our spirits in this series, that with God on the inside, the Holy Ghost, that's the majority because all of heaven is backing us up as we line up with what God has purposed for our lives to be. And in this series, very quickly, the overview for those who this may be your first time, and I'm going to encourage you to go to our website and listen to every one of the letters that we took a lot of time really eating and chewing the meat on the bones. But we started off with D, of daring to believe, defying all odds, then do it anyhow. Most things that are new, that are challenging, that stretch us, you're going to do it with a little fear, with a little trepidation, but you go on anyway because God will make that fear make you spread your wings with the faith of God, and you'll do more than you even thought you could do. We talked about with that D that you're going to be determined and diligent. And the daily ingredient was to be disciplined. That's not a cuss word. In our God-given dreams, we have to be daily disciplined, line upon line, precept upon precept. And then with the R, we talked about reach for the stars. The dreams are usually bigger than life, especially that God gives us. We literally wake up arguing, I don't know how I'm going to do that. That's not me. And we know that the paraclete, the Holy Ghost, the comforter inside is saying, oh, yes, you can. Reach for the stars and then rise to the occasion. And always rise to the occasion. And along the way, you're going to rehearse and rejoice, keeping that attitude of gratitude. We're going to understand that perfect practice will manifest the dream as we keep an attitude of gratitude, rejoicing all along the way. In 2012. All is well. And as we say, the CEO, the chief executive officer of the dreams, the good stewards over what God has given us, we know that we'll spread our wings and reach. And then we talked about the E, equip yourself daily for success. Ephesians 6, get dressed. Put on the armor of God. Know that there's going to be a fight. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. The devil has an attitude, and this week he has a horrible attitude because he realized that he was duped for destiny when he fought, when he killed Jesus, that everything was over. But, oh, it was a setup so you and I can dream and go up higher and achieve our God-given destiny. Be equipped. Get a mindset ready to know that I'm going to do what it takes. I've been saying, make sure we do all we can do and know that God is going to do what we cannot do. But always stay in the presence of God, getting the directions, the blueprint, the mandated mission, and do what we can do and know that God will do the rest. Educate yourself. Study and meditate on the Word of God. I love how, especially in motivational circles and many of our business circles, everybody's getting a life coach. We understand now that no matter what gift or talent you're given, we need a mentor. Well, the ultimate mentor is the Holy Spirit. But we need to educate ourselves. When you have a voice, you want to learn how to take care of your voice cords and perfect practice to be the best you can be, whatever your talent is, to learn about it, to understand, to know. So what does that mean? When you say you're a Christian, we should know the Bible. We should study the Bible. We should eat the Word, meditate on the Word, so that when life squeezes us like that tube of toothpaste, only thus saith the Word of God will come out. Not some other four-letter explicatives, but words like love, four-letter hope, care, pure, holy. So educate yourself by meditating on the Word of God. So again, that other E was that you'll soar like the eagle that knows there's going to be winds and rain. Oh, it rained down here hard yesterday in our Houston Metroplex area. But I thought about the eagle then, how they soar above, they open their wings and let the wind take them above those rain clouds of life, above those lightning, storm, thunder. Things are going to happen in life. Things happen. The devil is the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we got a God that has come. This week we're reminded more than anything, He came for us, the Lord, our Savior, so that we can have life and have life more abundantly. See yourself as an eagle. Sometimes you got to lay hands on your own self and say, I'm better than this. I am God's eagle. I am God's woman for the job. I am God's man of valor. And then the last thing we talked about was we're going to endure like a good soldier. Oh, we're going to fight to the finish. In 2 Timothy 4, that verse 7 through 8, I fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That's why this is God's master plan of faith. Then finally, there's a laid up crown of righteousness that God has for us, that we don't quit. We're going to fight to the finish in God's master plan of faith. Be the CEO of your dreams. Dream big. Speaking to your spirit this morning, believe again big. Pick that dream back up. Dust it off. Remind the devil, you're a lie. I'm anointed to finish the course, and we'll achieve big. And to dream, dare reality. Expect amazing miracles. We talked last time about act A, like it's already done. Practice is presence, so that the anointing of Christ will dwell on our lives. And then we'll attract what we want. Success attracts success. Yesterday I talked about every day, keep the vision clear, firm, and focused before you, and sincerely act like it's already done. And when you remember that the anointing of Christ dwells on your life, you and I are anointed and appointed vessels. The anointing of Christ dwells within us, and we're equipped. And when we see ourselves equipped, we will know that we are that A, are. We're already calling it done. We are more than able. We are Jesus' hands extended. We are a light in a dark world. We are the head and not the tail. We are God's masterpiece, fearfully and wonderfully made. We are world changers, kingdom builders, and we serve God who is a way maker. We are God's anointed ministers in the marketplace. And because of the anointing which dwells within us, we can do all, that's that other A, all things through Christ who strengthens us. So dream big, believe big, and know that you will achieve big. Delay is not denial. It only builds our faith muscles. Every big dream will have the distractors, those who try to cause you to get off track, and those ungodly detours. But it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing that will help dissolve the distractors, those holy haters. We're going to always have them. It is the anointing that destroys the detours. It goes before you, making the crooked pathway straight and those rough places smooth. It is the anointing that dwells within you. And lastly, we want to attract what we want. Success attracts success. Have you noticed how sometimes you get an attitude with somebody blessing somebody who already has plenty of money, who already has plenty of things? You're like, they don't need it. I'm over here waving. I need it. Why did they go to them? See, it attracts. The success attracts. Have you noticed how money attracts money? High achievers usually attract other high achievers. Strength always attracts strength. I told you the joke yesterday about how does a teabag and a woman, what does a teabag and a woman have in common? They both become stronger in hot water. And unfortunately, with the same principle, messy attracts messy. Confusion attracts confusion. Drama attracts drama. So choose to attract successful, high achievers, and that money will come. Remember, this is God's master plan of faith, being the CEO of our dreams, dreaming big, believing big, achieving big. Dare reality. Expect. I'm speaking to your spirits today. Expect amazing miracles. You know, I went to that university where it was every day, on every wall, everywhere. Expect a miracle. Oral Roberts drilled it into our spirits, our minds, and our understanding. Live a lifestyle like that eagle above the clouds where others don't dwell. And how did that happen for you? Because I expected a miracle. And in the M, take massive action and keep the mind of Christ, knowing that in Christ all things are possible. And again, expect a miracle. See, we're going to take massive action by seizing every opportunity. See yourself daily on a mission with a mandate. We say it on every call, and we're going to say it on every call. We're going to keep the vision before you. We're going to make it plain that every time we get on this call, we're going to talk about how we're called to enrich, enhance, and empower you. We're letting you know where we're going with this massive action, and we're going to speak into our spirits. We are ministers in the marketplace. So what does that mean? Do all that you can do. And then trust God to do what you cannot do. See, when you take massive action, that means you stay laser focused. You keep the main thing the main thing. Everything on our life, everything on our plate, all of our daily activities, it's headed toward the massive action of creating the massive momentum. See, when you have the momentum and everybody wants to join you, they want to get on for the ride, they're attracted to the success. They're attracted to the energy. They're attracted to the belief. See, there's no prune juice ministry on your face. Notify your face. Smile. Put energy in your voice. When somebody calls you and you can hear in their voice excitement, or you can hear in their voice they're just barely happy to be there. And with massive action, we understand that everything that comes across my path, I'm headed toward a purpose. So I've got to keep the mission in mind. And I know that as I do that, I'll create the massive momentum. Well, how do we do that? Because we're going to ask for the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Every day I pray that over me. I said, Lord, give me your mind, the mind of Christ. I'm not interested in any good ideas. I only need the God ideas. Because when they're God ideas, they're already anointed. When they're God ideas, you've already gone before me and made the crooked pathway straight. When they're God ideas, they already have the favor of God. So I ask for his mind. Because what does Isaiah 55 tell us? His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Doesn't mean you can't get there. Don't stop there. That's where chicken and turkey stop. We're eagles. We ask for that mind so we can soar up there in the heavenlies and think like he wants us to think. He came on this earth to show us that we're capable, because when we get the mind of Christ, then we get the strategies of Christ. Then we get the favor that comes from Christ. Then we can get the provision that comes from Christ. Then we can get the protection that comes from Christ. Then we can get the prosperity that comes from Christ. When we get the mind of Christ, then our dreams will produce in our life the purpose of God that has been preordained for our lives. In other words, we're expecting our miracle. That's what dreams are made of. When you have hope, you'll dream. When you trust in God and his promises, you will dream. When you have focused faith, you will dream. When you remember that God is no respecter of person, and if he did it for them, he'll do it for me, you will dream. When we remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we will dream. When we remember that we are all overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we will continue to dream. When we remember we are the seed God is using to change, to create, to develop generational blessings and generational wealth, we will hold on to our dreams. We are the CEO, the chief executive officers of our dreams, of our visions, and of our destinies. We must continue to believe and dream, and dream big, because we serve a miracle-working God, a big God. As CEO, in conclusion, we will run an anointed, laser-focused, destiny-determined lifestyle, walking out our purpose each and every day. We will every day keep and make the vision plain. We'll keep the main thing the main thing, filled with the spirit of efficiency and the spirit of excellence. We will use the spiritual fuel of dreaming until we reach that place called manifested promises. Oh, it's God's master plan of faith. Be the CEO of God's, of your dreams. Dream big, believe big, achieve big. Dare reality. Expect amazing miracles. I speak that and seal that in your spirits today by the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
What a phenomenal word. What a phenomenal series, women of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for pouring in, for aligning and straightening us up and challenging us today to dream bigger. If you have missed any part of this series, then I invite you, or any part of this call today, then I invite you to use the replay number, which is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number that you used before. And if you want the other previous messages to this series, then go to our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Will my sister, who will be closing us out in prayer, come to the line this morning and go ahead and seal this call and this word out in prayer at this time?
Can you hear me? That is Tiffany.
I can. Go ahead, loud and clear.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for a powerful word this morning. Glory to God. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this word that has been spoken here today. I thank you, Lord God, that you cause us to dare to expect a miracle. Thank you, Lord God, that we dare to dream big dreams today. Thank you, Lord God, for what you placed in us, oh God, that it would be awakened, today. And I pray, Lord God, that you would give back to your servant who has given out today. Give back to Pastor Vanessa, God, everything she's poured out, every dream that she has dreamed. Hallelujah. I thank you that it is being manifested in her life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for her sacrifice and everything that she has given and poured into us today. May she be blessed, Lord God, abundantly now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for everyone that is on this call today, Lord God, that their dreams will be awakened, Lord God. The thing that you have placed in their heart, the purpose and the destiny they're bound to accomplish. I pray, Lord God, that today that the shackles be taken off in the name of Jesus. Blinders be off of their eyes today to recognize that you have greatness on the inside of them. I awaken them in the spirit and prophesy to their spirit today. Get up from where you are and dream big dreams, because God has called you to walk in the faith of God and in the anointing of God, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we seal this word in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that it has fallen on good ground today, and that there is a harvest that shall come forth in Jesus' matchless name. Now, our prayer list, Lord God, we lay them on the altar before you. Specifically, we called out Sister Angela's name before you, Lord God, and we pray that you be Jehovah Tabor. Go into the courtroom and fight for her in the name of Jesus. Show forth justice in this situation, and we bless you for it now in Jesus' name. And, Father, we hold up Marie Preston, Lord God, and the entire team that's going out for the prayer vigil, Lord God. I thank you that today that you will show forth your glory in their lives. Give them the stamina to fight, because today we fight and we win because of what you, oh God, have given us to do. Thank you, Lord God, for just covering them as they go out and do the prayer vigil today. Let them pray in the strength and the anointing of God that breaks every yoke, destroys everything that the enemy would try and come in and bring against the area where they're going to be. I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. And everyone else that's on our prayer list, Lord, we hold up Jimmy Green before you, Lord God, that have received a negative report. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't believe in negative reports. We decide that we are going to believe the report of the Lord. And we speak to her now in Jesus' name, encouragement to her spirit. And everyone else, we cover our entire prayer list now. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are in control, and we bless you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Kathy, for sealing the word and this call out in prayer this morning. To you, Sister Tammy, thank you so much for coming on the line and opening us up in prayer. And to you, Sister Benita, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us today. And Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for that phenomenal, powerful word of God with purpose this morning. And what would this call be without each of you who have dialed in? It would not be what it has been. And we thank you for your presence here on the line this morning. We pray that as you get ready to leave out of your house, or if you are you're already out, that you remember that you are the church, that God lives in you, and that you are the light in this dark world that we live in, and that as you go out and you begin this day, that you will be that great minister in the marketplace, that you will think big, achieve big, and dream big, and we will hear you on this line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.